You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, here 91.5 FM and WMFO.org. Happy Patriots Day to all the Bay Staters out there, Massachusetts residents of all kinds. Today was Marathon Day here in Boston.
Do you know who won?
I forget their names, but two Kenyans won the men's and women's competitions, respectively.
Cool.
That's all I know. My name is Jason. This is the show Program Without Form, and tonight I have guest co-host
Lila.
Thanks so much for joining me, Lila.
You're welcome, Jason.
We have music lined up. No chatter prepared, but some will be given. And that's about it. Lila, did you bring some music to play on the air?
I did not bring anything to play, Jason.
But you have your phone, and I have a computer with internet connection, so we should be good for the next 2 hours here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Thank you.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio here at 91.5 FM and streaming at WMFO.org. That was Brian Eno performing under the name Eno with the song
Babies on Fire
off of the album
Here Come the Warm Jets.
Lila's been singing that song mainly to herself past few days.
Babies on Fire.
That was the first time I've heard the song in full, so now I have a little bit of a better understanding of what's in her head. Though that will never end, huh? And
I'm not really sure what that's supposed to be.
I'll never understand what's going on in your head. But before that, you heard Bathysphere, performed by Cat Power off of her 1996 album, What Would the Community Think? That was actually a cover of a song written by Bill Callahan, released under his alias Smog on his 1995 album Wild Love. The two dated for a time, and yeah, the rest is indie music history. You also heard Silver by the Houston emo band Mineral.
Wait, can we go back
from
to
their
the
album The Power of Failing?
That Cat Power covered her boyfriend's song on an mm-hmm. album that came out a year after his, which mm-hmm. when you think about production schedules, mm-hmm. now I come from the publishing world where the yep. production schedule is pretty lengthy. I'm not sure how quickly you can turn around a record.
Not quickly.
But I'm guessing then that they planned that and were discussing it.
That might have been the case. Here's where it gets foggy for me. I don't know.
You mean smoggy?
I don't know which years they were dating. So it makes me wonder if she released that even after they broke up. I'm not sure.
Right. But she would have had to have heard the song before his record was released.
Yes, most likely.
And learned it enough to cover it on her own album.
If they were friends or dating, I think there's a good shot of that.
Right.
Yeah. For instance, I'm a friend of a band, and I've heard a lot of their songs before they've been released, up to
well
a year
enough,
before they've been released.
Well enough to cover them on your own album?
I would have been able to do that. I could have just asked, can I get an early demo of that song, take 2 months to learn it, and then record it myself. So, anyway, that's some magic happening between two musical artists.
Mm-hmm.
We just experienced it.
Did you say what the first song that people listened to was?
Oh, no, I forgot. Thank you. I was so caught up in talking about the Boston Marathon. I forgot to post-announce the song You Are a Runner and I Am My Father's Son by the Canadian band Wolf Parade from the 2005 classic LP Apologies to the Queen Mary.
That was the first song y'all heard after Greg signed off his show.
Mr. Shoes. Thank you very
Mr.
much.
Mr. Shoes. DJ Mr. Shoes.
Mr. Shoes.
No DJ. Mr. Shoes, comma DJ.
Mr. Shoes, square bracket, DJ, square bracket. Yeah, so you heard that at the top of the hour. It's currently 8:21 p.m. here in the greater Boston area. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
What?
You can read the thing you're going to read now.
Oh, okay. Pedestrian safety PSA for all you walkers out there. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's a law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
If you'd like to call into the show, feel free. The number is 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. 3800. We'd love to take in your pedestrian stories, your traffic tales, or you could recommend a song. We'll see. 617-627-3800 for the DJs here at WMFO in Medford. Lila, anything else you'd like to say? Wish the people a happy Patriots Day.
Speaking of drivers,
yep.
I saw a guy tailgating another guy on Brattle Street today.
Mm-hmm. That's at Brattle Street in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
In Cambridge, Mass. Looked very dangerous. I'm sure it was all for hubris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it pains me to see tailgaters.
And it was one of those cars that has the, where like the driver has made it so that the engine has that growly sound.
The tailgating car or the tailgated car?
The tailgating car. So it was like added aggression, sonically.
Maybe they took out the muffler?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Is that what happens when you take the muffler out?
Without a muffler, a car engine is very loud.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so that's not very nice. Come on, drivers. Get together.
Come on, Boston.
Okay. Here's another song. This one by a band called Deer Ho. Pressed the wrong button there, so that song's over. Here's another. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Mingus Dynasty, what I can only assume is a band led by Charles Mingus.
That's correct.
With the song, Haitian Fight Song, from the album
Live at Montreux.
That was released in 1981 on Atlantic. First time I've heard of that record.
Of this?
Yep.
Live recording record?
Yeah. First time I've heard of Mingus Dynasty.
I've seen it.
Okay. You're more of a Mingus head than I am, though.
Just barely.
Okay. That was good. I enjoyed that. Hope you did, too. Charles Mingus, born in Nogales, Arizona. Fun fact.
I'm reading something interesting on the back of the record.
Yep.
So Mingus Dynasty has two bassists.
Mm-hmm.
One is heard on the left channel, one's heard on the right channel.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, the left channel bassist, his name Aladar Pege, P-E-G-E. Apparently he's a Hungarian.
Oh, really?
And in the description of the album, it says, Haitian fight song really belongs to the two bassists. The audience, the audience loved Pegue so much that Knepper, who was trombonist, jokingly changed the title to Hungarian fight song. Haiti, anyway, is just a symbol. It stands for people oppressed and discriminated against anywhere. The piece could just as well be called Afro-American fight song, Mingus once told Nat Hentoff. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I can't play it right unless I'm thinking about prejudice and hate and persecution. There's sadness and cries in it. That's a little history of the song.
Thank you, Lila. Before that was 14 Iced Bears with their song Rare Like You Are from the album Wonder, released in 1991. You also heard from the album Offend Maggie, The Tears of Music, The Tears and Music of Love by Deerhoof. That was from 2008. This is the show program Without Form here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are streaming at WMFO.org and on the classic traditional airwaves at 91.5 FM in the greater Boston area. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting college radio. That's it.
You haven't mentioned the apps yet.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lila. I'll throw it to you for the apps.
You can also listen to this on a downloadable WMFO app available in the Apple Store, iTunes Store, Apple Store. What do you call it? Apple Store.
I think it's the Apple App Store.
Apple App Store, mm-hmm. And in Google Play.
Very good. Another resource, if you'd like to look at what songs were played on this show or any show here at WMFO, you can navigate on the interweb to spinitron.com. That's spinitron.com to look at the history of years of playlists here at WMFO, as well as many other stations around the country. So anyway, keeping it brief, thanks for listening. We'll go back to the music here on WMFO in Medford.
Why don't we stop fooling ourselves? The game is over, over, over. No good times, no bad times. There's no times at all, just the New York Times. Sitting on the windowsill near the flowers. We might as well be apart. Hardly matters, we sleep separately. And drop a smile, passing in the hall. But there's no laughs left, 'cause we laughed them all. And we laughed them all in our very short time. Delay. We're just a habit like saccharin. And I'm habitually feeling kind of blue. But each time I try on the think it over.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Wet and Rusting from the album Friend in Foe by Menomina. Before that, you heard Creator, Destroyer by Angel Olsen from her EP Strange Cacti, released in 2010. And the song before that was Overs from the classic album Bookends by Simon and Garfunkel. Lila, how strong is your Menomina fandom?
Not strong at all.
Okay.
I think in a recent purge of music from my computer, I deleted their songs.
Mm-hmm. Was it ever strong?
No. I liked a few songs in high school. In high school, I was very much a consumer of music based on indie singles.
What are indie singles?
Well, I would just look for new bands online, download a couple of their singles, like them, and in most cases, never listen to any of their other stuff.
Okay, so not an album listener, a one or two song listener.
Well, in general, no, I'm an album listener, but
in high school, I'm describing high school you.
Well, in high school, I was an album listener.
Oh,
but,
okay.
I don't know. I wasn't much of a torrenter, as you might say. And I don't know. I was really into making mix CDs for one of my friends, and so if it sufficed to get a couple great songs from a band that I could use on various mix CDs, and if I wasn't sufficiently curious, then I usually wouldn't delve deeper.
So it sounds like maybe you listened to albums, but you focused on songs, singular songs. I don't know. We don't need to dissect this thing anymore.
Anyway,
I'm a Menomina fan. I'll say it.
Okay, cool.
I enjoy their music.
That makes me think of the video.
What video?
The Muppets video.
Yes. I think I've read on their Wikipedia page before that their band name is not related to that.
If only.
I kind of can't believe it, but I trust it.
I mean, maybe it was Phenomena, and they just took the foot off.
No, I think they just liked the sounds of the sounds that were in that word.
In Phenomena?
Yeah, they just put together
maybe
those sounds.
They liked the sounds in Phenomena.
Right. No, yeah.
It's the same
true.
Sounds.
It's true.
Or maybe that's what they would say.
Your thought is not incompatible with my thought.
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
Anyway, thank you for listening to Program Without Form here on WMFO in Medford. It is 8:59 p.m. We are so close to switching over to the 9 o'clock hour. It's almost frightening how close we are. But I'm not going to wait it out because it's just a little too long. Anyway, consider it 9 o'clock here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and streaming. Say it with me, Lila.